This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the games Allstate Insurance is playing on National Flood Insurance. If you live in the midsection of the United States, on top of a mountain, maybe somewhere in Canada or elsewhere in the frozen north, then you probably yawn a bit while reading about climate change. But if you live anywhere within 100 miles of a coastline, you have been following the efforts to boost the price of flood insurance after the twin disasters of Katrina in the Gulf and Sandy in the Atlantic Ocean area hammered those funds. The Biggert Waters Flood Insurance Reform Act of 2012 was supposed to fix the problem, but the hikes were so huge and sudden that politicians from both parties were tripping over themselves trying to postpone or lessen the rate hikes, including Congresswoman Maxine Waters, one of the act's namesakes. None of that says that companies have to play fair, though, or that any of them were happy about the partial rollback of their rates. Getting a letter from the giant Allstate Insurance Company, which handles my coverage, was an excellent example of how a big insurance outfit can manipulate the choice architecture, as experts call it now, in order to trick and scam their customers into paying 25% more per year on their premiums for second homes, or what the company calls non-primary residences, until they're paying the full package, regardless of the congressional compromise and exemptions. None of this is illegal. It's just unethical, because every bit of what Allstate is doing is designed to fool their customers. Let me make it clear how Allstate's doing this, because they sure don't want you to know how they're doing it. First, they say the default option is that if they do not hear from the policy owner, Allstate takes silence as affirmation that the policy is not covering your primary residence, so bam, up go your rates. They demand to hear from you within 30 days of the date of their letter, or May 6. But the letter is several pages long, sent by regular mail, and never actually says specifically that May 6 is the deadline. And of course, includes no return envelope, which usual correspondence from them would include. Interestingly, they say your response can be sent by mail, fax, or special delivery service, but not by email, which is way more common in homes than is a fax machine, for goodness sakes. Your response also has to include one of six different types of proof, from your driver's license to where your children go to school. But they say, submit one of the following, without ever saying they want a copy and not the original. All of this is supposedly designed to find out whether or not the policy owner or their spouse, not defined, lives in the home 50% or more of the time, which FEMA has decided establishes a primary residence for buildings constructed before FEMA flood insurance rate maps firm were determined. I'll spare you the fact that despite Allstate probably having literally scores of crack wordsmiths in its communications department, that this language was deliberately crafted by an intern, likely in its legal department, and then rewritten specifically to obfuscate by the communications folks, and probably other lawyers, so that without reading several times, the policyholder might think that if the policy is covering their primary home, then they don't need to respond at all, which would trick them into a stair-step rate increase of 25% per year. Okay, you're right. I didn't spare you that fact at all. So I guess I'm learning to write doublespeak, just like our friends at Allstate. What's the real message from Allstate? Simple. By hook or crook, all within the narrow requirements of the letter of the law and none within the spirit of the law, they want to get as many homeowners as possible, even in their primary residence, or their home, as they would call it in language you're more comfortable with, to not benefit from the exemptions in the legislation, and instead to pay increases of 25% per year until they're at the full level of the Biggert Waters rate requirements. My message to homeowners trying to keep your coverage at reasonable rates, immediately copy your driver's license or homestead exemption and mail it off to Allstate today and definitely before May 6, or the company will absolutely trick you into paying more from now on. Caveat emptor. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.